There's something magical about our childhood days, and just remembering them can bring a smile to our faces even during the saddest of times. The days when you didn't think of paying your electricity bills, or doing your laundry, or making your dinner. All you had to do was explore the world with your innocence and wonder, and in return, fill your hearts with a lifetime of wonderful memories. Today, three millennials will introduce us to their childhood, and together with them, we'll all talk about what was special about growing up in 90s India. Hi, this is Harshita, and you're listening to Evening Adda. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is school and childhood memories. We have Keshav, Shashank and Preeti with us. Hi guys.
Hi.
Okay, so when I was a child, I was this brat, but I was a brat only in school. Like as soon as I stepped out of my house, I was this complete brat. But at home, I was so quiet. Like nobody even would know I existed at home. So how was childhood for you guys?
Well, depends around the people we were. So I was very different with my mother, but yeah, again with father, again different, and a lot of the time was spent alone because I was the only child.
Oh yeah, I'm the only child too.
I'm the only child too.
No, yeah. I had a sibling.
Oh, so yeah. Yours, I think the environment would have been completely different. No,
different, yes, very much. And she's 6 years older. Yeah.
Oh.
So practically like having another parent later.
Yeah.
But very much fun. I can't imagine a life without having a sibling now.
Yeah, yeah. I think initially those first few years you're all just fighting and you're like, oh, why do I have this person in my life? But later you grow up to like the person, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was very naughty, but I would never be caught.
Huh, the clever one.
The clever one. And fortunately, my academics actually worked in my favor because no teacher doubted that a kid with, you know, such good results could ever be a failure. So I used it as a defense in so many ways, and it was really nice. And
the masked kid, man.
Yeah.
What the hell? Because of people like you, all of us would get caught, okay?
And you know, all the goons in your class, all the difficult kids in your class would also support you because during the exams they would want notes from you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So they would be protecting you throughout your
we did that. The first benchers.
Yes.
Just run after them during exam, like a week before exam, and just show me your notes and all of that.
No,
right?
I was also made to sit at the last benches because of, you know, some of these kids who were really difficult. So teacher would send me at the back so that I give them a good company.
Them.
Yeah, I would pair with them. And I would, but that never happened. You know, I remained the naughty
exactly,
one.
Right? Yes. Yeah. I have memories of being paired with the naughtiest in class, and I had the best time sitting with the naughtiest kids in class.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Well, you were very naughty, Keshav, in school?
Not much, no. But at home, yes. But there have been few instances where my sudden naughtiness has gotten me into trouble. The only way teacher could have dealt with is trying to pair me in class with some very sought out kid, hoping that will rub off on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that happens is that each month I have a new partner.
You would change the other person. Yeah, I remember in school we used to sit with our best friends, and I think in 6th standard, I cried in class when they changed my place because I was so naughty because both of us used to just keep talking and not listen to what the teacher is saying. So she moved me to another bench and I started crying. I was just weeping and I was like, how could you do this and all of that? Like I would never meet my friend again or something. But yeah, that's how naughty I used to be in school. The teacher, at least in 9th standard, the teacher would come into class and she'd say, Harshita, you stand out, only then I'm entering class. Otherwise, I'm not going to come in and teach. And everyone, all the nerdy girls would just look at me like, please go, please. We need to learn. We come here for a reason. It's cruel. It's cool, yeah.
Oh, we always, we were, so I went to a co-ed school. and we were always paired with a boy to sit on the same bench.
Oh,
so
that's
one boy,
interesting.
One girl. And the system was such that so that you don't, in some years, not always, you don't make very good friends with your partner, you were made to move every day. So one line would move forward, the other line would move backwards.
That's
was
nice.
A strategy.
Yeah. So where did you study?
I studied in this town called Chinchwad, which is off the main city of Pune.
Pune,
yeah, it's about 20 kilometers away.
Okay, and Shashank, where did you study?
I studied in a school called Montfort School in Delhi.
In Delhi.
It's in the northern part of Delhi, so it does not have those West Delhi cliches and South Delhi cliches as they become popular today.
What is West Delhi cliche?
There are so many. I mean, you'll find them online.
And yeah. Keshav, you studied?
From nursery till 12th in Bethany High, nearby.
Bangalore.
Yeah. 6 block Koramangala.
None of us have hop schools, no?
Yeah, none of us have. But did you have to change school at any point?
Never. 14 years I was in the same
school. Same place. Yeah. So what about friends in school? Like, obviously, since you guys were at the same school for such a long time, you would have made a lot of friends. Are you guys still in touch with them? Or was it just one of those things that, you know, you just forgot about them?
My best friend from school just visited me in Bangalore. So he lives in Canada. And he flew down, you know, to India to meet his parents. And then he
met you as well. Huh.
Yeah, and every time we meet, you know, so we rarely meet.
How long have you known him for?
I've known him for 15, 16 years now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we are friends since we were in sixth grade.
Hmm.
So before that, up till fifth standard, there would be no loyalty to a single friend. Your friend would change every year.
Yeah.
So I remember Sahil Goel, Ajay Raja, Juhi Raja, Upadhyay, others. But Oshi Mathur was my friend forever.
What did you just say?
Yeah, so he has a very interesting name. His name is Oshi Mathur.
Okay.
Oshi means delicious in Japanese. So his father had gone to Japan for us.
And are you serious?
Yes, he has that name. Let's not make fun of him because I might send him the recording for whatever. But yes, so we were best friends. And I remember we would fight also. So for 1 year, we did not speak to each other in school. And there was other sort of mediator between us who would convey messages. It was absolutely crazy. But then, you know, every time we meet now, for at least 10 minutes, we only look at each other and laugh. Because all those memories just surface, you know.
And
I mean, we made fun of people together.
Huh.
So we were together, the naughty ones who were never caught.
Oh.
No? So,
So, what about Preeti?
In my case, I had several friends throughout school. Like Shashank said, best friends would keep changing. And our school had this strange thing when, after the first 4 years, standard class 1 to class 4, in the 5th standard, we were all shuffled. We put in different classes. We hated it. We didn't like the idea at all.
Yeah.
But then, like, you move on, you make new friends.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the friends I had in school, although I'm like not in constant touch with the best friends I had in school, I made some friends after I left school.
The
because
same
we
people.
Had, yeah, some people who I wasn't really friends with, and we really hit it off later.
So that
was very interesting because in school you don't really get to know everybody. So it was nice.
Keshav, what about you?
Yeah,
there's
one particular friend I hit off much after school. So.
Tell us about that. Tell us more about that.
What a beautiful world is out there for me now to see it. Beautiful world is out there for me now to know it. What a beautiful world is out there for me now to see it. Beautiful world is out there for me now to know it. Walking in Chelsea, ships sail down by horizon. Clearing the sand, giving my hands, listening to the wonderful chimes. It's all about good times. Walking a trail, seeing ships sail down by horizon. Clearing the sand, giving my hands, listening to the wonderful chimes.
It's all about good times. See, you used to color my sky. We're red as I, now sing a goodbye. Kurani Tirumbi Vanda Salamale Inna Vittu Pove. What a beautiful world is out there for me now to see it. Beautiful world is out there for me now to know it. What a beautiful world is out there for me now to see it. Beautiful world is out there for
So what did you guys do after school? Like, I know a lot of people went to tuitions and, you know, they would come back and tell all their tuition stories. And then there were some who just went back home. And what did you guys do in general?
I think for some time I would come back home with my sister, my elder sister. And we'd walk together from the bus stop to home. And I think she also has like fond memories of us walking back together and telling each other what happened at school. And then we'd come back home and there would both my parents were working, so there was nobody at home usually. We'd open the door for ourselves. And my mom would always leave some rice and dal for us. And the usual debate that we had, we both loved eating out of the pot. So we'd both fight for the pot. I don't know, it just sounds so silly looking back right now, but we would fight over who gets the pot on which day.
So we had like a timetable.
Yes, if I get the pot today, she gets the plate. And then next day I get the plate, she gets to eat in the pot.
Oh God.
And then we watched some crappy TV sometimes when we ate the rice and dal. But yeah, we have nice memories of that.
Yeah.
So as soon as I came from school, I would take my pet out for a walk.
That you had a pet?
I had a pet dog. So I took her out for a walk. And then by that time, my mother, you know, would prepare the meal or lunch, whatever. And then we would have lunch together. And then I would go back to school because of all these sports activities or, you know, music, etc.
So we had a lot of these. You stayed close to
school? I stayed
school.
Very close to my school. Hardly 100 meters. So I had that advantage, I feel. And
or disadvantage.
Yeah.
The thing is, our school was very open. So you could come to school anytime, I mean, before 9.
Huh.
And you could play and engage in activities. Because it was a nice, very, very positive place. I mean, you could make friends and, you know, play with them.
They'd all stay back. And
people would stay back. Yeah, especially the ones who stayed very close to the school.
Yeah,
and it was really nice. That's
Kira, what did you do?
I had tuition still. Yeah, sadly, I joined tuition very early in my life. I mean, I didn't need tuitions for any particular subject. I just needed someone to push me to study.
Huh.
So I joined like in first standard itself.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But you were going to school for a reason, right? The teacher would push you to study.
That logic doesn't work, unfortunately.
Oh my God, first standard. What did they teach you in first standard tuition?
Nothing, basically everything. She was like, whatever happened in school, I would have to learn it, revise it, and maybe memorize it. And then my tuition teacher would ask for it. So basically 2-3 hours went in that every, and it was an everyday tuition. So till 6 standard I went. After that, I stopped going for tuitions. And what did I do?
I think that's when most people started going for tuition.
Yeah.
Actually, whole of high school I didn't go, even till 10th. Even 10th when lot of my friends
board
around.
Exam.
Yeah, board exams. And I mean, I wasn't in a position to first of all take up tuitions then. There was no chance I could have because I was too involved in other activities in school. So like, let it go. I mean, it's fine. Exam, we have 2 months time in the end. We can somehow manage to get through that. So that's why I chose, and I thought I was being very brave to not take tuitions and all of that. Yeah, so, but what was I doing? Actually, I didn't have friends near my home, unlike a lot of the other guys. And so while they would play or they had some fixed time pass, I would spend a lot of time playing cricket by myself. And
by yourself?
Yeah.
How did that work?
So how did that work? I made the gate of my house the wicket, and it was a long driveway, so I would charge in, bowl, and aim for the stumps, and just keep doing that for hours. Or sometimes just use the wall to throw the ball at it and catch the ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you play by yourself.
Yeah, so that's what I would do.
The story
and
of
TV, of course, TV addict.
Yeah.
I was quite a bit of a TV addict.
Yeah.
And I would just watch anything. And I didn't have cable till 2000, yeah, till the year 2000. So I was hooked on even to DD National. So.
Yeah, I grew up watching DD National too.
Till 2000, yeah. And after that, of course, world opened up.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, but some of the nicest memories of school are also of staying back in school after school hours.
After school hours,
preparing
yeah, yeah.
for various things like getting ready for like a play or a
yeah.
concert or preparing for sports and
yeah.
yeah, we had so much fun. There was some kind of a thrill of being in school when you're not supposed to be in school.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand
yeah,
it
yeah,
now. But
absolutely,
no?
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like you're a different person
yeah.
post the school.
Yeah, you suddenly feel like,
yeah.
oh, I'm awesome.
Especially
yeah.
if you can wear, especially if you can wear colored clothes. I mean, your regular
yeah.
regular clothes.
Yeah. There used to be this other friend right near my house, and she gave me chicken pox at one point. Because, you know, I didn't know she had chicken pox and I used to play with her happily. And then I got it after a few days.
Well, what better thing than to share a virus?
And so what we used to do was this very strange thing I used to make her do. I used to get her to our house and I used to make her wash.
Wash?
Wash mess.
Oh,
you
wash
got her to do the dishes in your house.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
The worst part was, the worst part was this girl was like this really rich kid, okay? Now what we did was we made an activity out of washing vessels, okay? So we would sit and I'd scrub and she had to put it under the water. So I was all like, yeah, I'm getting my work done and I'm also maintaining this friendship.
Way to entertain yourselves.
Yeah, I know. Like how these villagers would just sit and talk to each other washing vessels. We used to do that in our house. And poor thing, I think she never for once was offended or she felt like, why the hell am I washing her vessels? But I would make her do that. That was like time pass for me.
Yeah.
So I remember this friend of mine I used to study with after school, name is Jagmeet, okay, and she wasn't very bright in terms of getting the marks, but she was very good in terms of explaining concepts.
Huh.
And so I would never be in the class because I was always involved in these activities and, you know, would go to different schools, etc. for participation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would explain the concepts to me so well. And then I would learn them and she would also scold me, you know, almost as if
she's
like my
teacher,
you know, but then I would end up scoring more. But, you know, the best part about her was she knew that I was going to score more
better,
and she would
huh?
never feel bad about it. You know, we were very good friends.
Yeah, it's very mature.
Yeah.
And we felt very bad when, you know, we finished our 10th standard and she chose, you know, another stream altogether. And
oh.
I was in another.
Then you guys never became friends?
I mean, we were friends always. We continued to be friends. But we never studied together because you know, she had a different version of mathematics
yeah,
and
yeah.
I had a different version of mathematics.
Yeah.
So.
என் கூட நீ திரும்பி வந்தா சொல்லாமலே நான் விட்டு போவேனோ see you used to color my sky where is I no singing goodbye என் கூட நீ திரும்பி வந்தா சொல்லாமலே நம் விட்டு போவேனோ நம் விட்டு போவேனோ நம் விட்டு போவேனோ
I was participating in a race. So I was also a long distance runner. And a day before the sports day, we would rehearse just to make sure that this race is happening after this race, right? So it was winters and I was wearing my grey trousers.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow my trousers tore, you know, from the hem to the knee. And they were flying while I was running. And I wanted to be a hero and continue running without being embarrassed. So I continued the entire 400 meters, just two rounds of a 200 meter.
Yes. Oh god.
Everyone else laughing.
Yeah, I also took part in a 400 meter race and I came third. Not bad. But there were only three people. Like, I was the last one and I had to finish this damn thing because I didn't want to give up. So I was like, God, you can do it. And the whole school was around and they were cheering me on. And then, you know, somehow I crossed the line and I just fell. I was like, done, I'm done. I'm never going to do this. But yeah, I was really happy I actually took part in that 400 meter run.
There's one time we had an aquatic meet, okay, and I was very nervous because I was a novice in swimming. So I knew I was going to lose anyway, but I wanted to give it the best shot. And my swimming coach was very scared to allow me to swim, but I insisted, you know. So he gave me the last lane, you know, so that in case I have to, you know, stop and breathe, I can hold the wall and breathe. And throughout the rehearsals, I was doing that. I was pausing, holding the wall, and then continuing. He said, okay, fine, you're just a kid. But in the final day, some other PT teacher, you know, he blew a whistle somewhere else. And I thought it was our turn. And I swam like crazy. And, you know, I finished without pausing. My principal
only to
was
find out it is not your race.
I was later told that my principal was sitting right next to the pool, very close to where I was, you know, finishing the lane. He got up and he tried to stop me, but I could not listen because I was in the water. We finished the race without pausing and I thought I came first.
Nobody's there, yeah.
But then I realized soon that
it wasn't
true. So yeah. I lost eventually. Very
bad.
Yeah.
I lost precious energy.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I use that as an excuse now.
Like Keshav was saying, I also sort of discovered that I had like some athletic ability later in life. So this one time, I think, when I really gained confidence was that we had a 4 into 400 meters relay in school. And I had never participated in a running event before that. And somehow, I don't know, some people just like said, oh, Preeti, you must participate. So I went, and that was the first time we were running together, four of us girls. And they said, so you need turns, right? So I was supposed to be the last.
Yeah, the last one.
And the third person would hand me the baton and then complete the run. And I was terrified, of course. And when I was handed the baton, we were the last. And the person who was ahead of me was like way far ahead. I had
no chance of beating her.
No chance. But I ran. And like I said, I ran for my life and I came third. And
Not bad.
So there were four people, there were four houses. So
yeah.
There were four people running at the same time. And I came third and it gave me such a high. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anchoring is the best job when you know. The fate of the race is not dependent on.
Yeah, exactly. So,
But that could turn against you also sometimes if you drop the baton.
Yes.
At that moment, you're people, you wouldn't be able to show your face to your other teammates. You're
That's true.
What did I do? Yeah.
We were not allowed to dance on Hindi film songs.
Why?
Like, too down
market,
right?
Yeah. No. I think because the principals and other people thought that, you know, they were too vulgar and cheap. But non-filmy songs were okay. So we did dance on Boom, 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 Boom. I Want You in My Room.
When you were young.
Yeah, very, very young.
And people were okay with it.
And people were okay with it. Probably, I don't know why it was that they did not know what it meant. Or they just pretended that it's an English song, so it's fine. But
yeah, any English song.
Any English song is fine.
Yeah, it's
not
fine.
From the film,
yeah.
It's okay. You know?
Did you guys have like sex ed class?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah? You guys had?
We did with the most weird, I don't remember anything.
Even mine was damn weird. Like, I have
sex education.
College
stories. I remember
I had.
Yeah.
Lot of fuss being created about kissing, okay? Like
what? Really?
I think at that point they thought you were only capable of that. Like all kids were capable of
that. And they
stress
so much on kissing that I think for
that's how babies are made.
For a few years I actually thought that kissing is a very important part of baby. There's a big poster, actually these guys who came to do the sex ed class, they came with a big poster and they showed like a girl and a guy kissing and the caption was, it's perfectly normal.
So we
I just don't remember anything about sex, nothing about intercourse, nothing. I thought they thought, let's start out with kissing, then
yeah,
maybe next year.
Yeah, yeah. In sixth standard, that's what they're capable of, all
first
the kids. First aid, holding hands, kissing, and then we'll move. Yeah.
So we were given sex education in 8th standard and guys were taken separately into the auditorium. And the fun bit was all the guys.
No, that's
the
true.
The fun bit was all guys knew. I mean, what is...
But the problem, right? You need to have this
together,
with the girl,
yes,
and the boy together.
Yeah.
You can't just take away the kid to
yeah.
one, the boys to one zone and the girls to another zone.
The funniest bit was, so it was a school run by the missionaries.
Mm.
Our principal and vice principal were brothers, you know, missionary brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting in the front and when he was showing us with all the presentation, they were, you know, shaking their heads as if they were making fun
oh,
of
yeah.
them. It's getting recorded. Oh no.
Chill, man. That's not really
that's okay.
Yeah, and we were okay, bye. So I came to know about coming of age when my pet came of age. Yes. Yes. And I was what, maybe third or fourth standard. And then I asked questions to my mom and she explained it to me. So otherwise.
Relationship with your grandparents or Shashank?
I live with my maternal grandfather and it was almost like a blast, the three of us. So we were three singles in a house, you know, literally. So my my grandmother had died and then my mother was a single woman and then I. So my grandfather and I had one thing in common, you know, we had a common enemy, which was my mother. So there were so many occasions that when we would rescue each other from situations. For instance, if I was not faring well in an exam and I wanted my mother's, you know, parents or guardian signatures on it, my grandfather actually taught me how to, you know,
forge your mom's signature.
Not my mom's, his signature. They were very easy, and I would just give it to the teacher. And, that's about it. So it was like that. And
so
then
he
taught
you a life skill.
Yes, and he was a self-made man, so he also taught me cooking partly.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time with him, and every night he would drink, and he would recite these Urdu couplets from his time English poetry. And I think for my entire life I've heard the same poems, same couplets several times.
Yeah.
And it did not matter. Every time he would recite, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I didn't live with any of my grandparents, but during summer I would go to my Nana Wadi.
Uh-huh.
So there I would, over the summer, for a month or two, maybe stay with my my Nani.
Yeah.
My Nana passed away quite early, when I was 6 or 7, so I don't remember much of him. But what I do remember is a little funny, because by then he'd become a little senile. And sort of Alzheimer's had kicked in, so he wouldn't remember it. Kind of funny thing.
Yeah.
So he would take away the bed, throw it in the toilet.
Yeah, I know. Then, my grandpa sort of went through the same thing.
And then crazy things. He would go to the toilet and start pooping there without closing the door.
But you were younger. You were still very young at that point, right?
And I remember once he had slapped me pretty bad. But that time, after that, sort of a fear had kicked in. So I always see him peering behind my mother or some elder. So that was my Nana. But my Nani, after my Nana, she was there for around 4-5 years. And then she got sick with cancer. So basically, when I was beginning to actually notice these people as,
family.
People were much more observantly. My Nani had gotten sick, so I saw her most of the time through sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, and my paternal grandparents are still there, except for my Dadi passed away a few years back.
Mm.
Yeah, my Dada is still there, he's around 90 now.
Mm.
Yeah, but he doesn't stay with us.
Okay,
he stays with another uncle.
Okay, Yeah, I think for me, summer holidays meant grandma's house. So I would always go to my mom's house. And I only remember having a lot of chicken in their house. Like, that's all I remember. I was really young. And I had nicknamed my maternal granddad Kodi Tata, because he used to buy a lot of chicken.
Kodi.
I used to just call him Kodi Tata. And I actually wasn't very close to my mom's parents, but my dad's parents, they lived with us. We had like this huge, big joint family. And my grandpa used to teach me math, because he was a BCom graduate and he had studied like really well and all of that for his during his time. So he used to teach me math. And every time we used to have these unit tests in school. And I would always show him my report card first, because I always wanted him to appreciate and tell me, oh, you've done really well and all that. So I would always wait to go back home and show him my report card. And he would always be the first one to know my marks and all that. And my mom, she wouldn't really care. She would just see the percentage and she'd be like, huh, okay, fine. And now I'll put my signature. But grandpa was really like, it mattered. All the marks mattered to him. So, and I very vaguely remember, for all the festivals, he would always buy me clothes. Even if my parents didn't bother, he would always get me clothes. And yeah, sort of similar to what happened to Keshav's grandpa. I think my grandpa was 93 or something when he passed away, which was like 2 years ago. And it was really, really depressing. But my grandma, my dad's mom, she's still alive. And I told you, I used to chill with her when I was younger. And she was actually one of those first ladies who got me interested in cooking. So I think she's still dreaming of doing this someday. She wants to go on a cooking channel and show something, So she keeps telling me, apply to them. She would write down all the addresses of these channels And she would tell me, apply to them. Both of us will go. You'll be my assistant and I will teach people what to cook. So she would always, and she always made me watch these cooking shows and write down all the recipes in a book.
So yeah.
Because she wanted to pass it down to me. And she's like, yeah, you write it down and keep it. You will need it someday. So my grandma, yeah, she still makes me do that. And I think some point I might have to take her to some channel and like just make her do this thing of hers.
Not about my own grandparents, but one of my cousin's maternal grandmother would visit him in the summer vacations, and she was a teacher. The grandmother herself, she used to teach at a school, and she had a wonderful ability to read out stories. And that is something that I have never forgotten. So my cousin lived in this small town called Narayangaon, which is about 50-60 kilometers from Pune, and it was at least at the time a rural small town. So the place where my uncle lived, it had a nice lovely front yard, and a few hundred meters away from there was a chikku, like sapota garden,
orchard
there. And the grandmother, my cousin's grandmother, and all of us little kids would go into that orchard, and in the afternoons when it'd be really hot outside, and we'd all take the chatai and we would sit there and she'd read out stories to us. So I have some really nice
memories. I think grandmas used to tell a lot of these stories, right?
Yeah. She had some like of her own, but she would also read out from books.
Ah.
So lovely.
That's
my
nice.
Grandfather would tell me stories, which now I think were all lies. You know? But in those times, they were so fascinating, you know, stories of seeing a ghost somewhere. And they were crazy, but But I think my grandfather was very liberal, and he was. He approved of my choices in career, etc. So whereas my mother would make sure that I focused more on academics, you know, mathematics and sciences, etc. I remember as soon as the summer vacation started, the first homework that I used to finish was arts. You know, so I would quickly make those village scenes, etc., etc., and start painting the day I got it. And the first day, my mother scolded me. You know, she said, you know, why don't you start with mathematics or something, something else? And so I hid it. I hid my paintings from my mom, and I was doing it in another room. Then my mother got up and, you know, saw it. And my grandfather also got up. And he said, your child is burning midnight, you know, oil. And let him do what he wants to do. He's doing such a fine job. So since then, my mother never, you know, spoke against my choices. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was very liberal.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Hope you guys had fun listening to this episode, because we had a lot of fun. In fact, we had so much fun that we ended up talking for 3 hours, and we had to break up this episode into 2 parts. Stay tuned for part 2 of this episode. We have some exciting stories about childhood crushes, exams, school trips, and more. Today's music was by When Chai Met Toast. Do check out their work, and if you like them, we have some more amazing music by them in part 2. See you soon.
I see the color through their eyes. Joy of little